Many people dream of making it big, buying a bigger house, designer clothes, a nicer car. But with a record number of millionaires now living right here in the United States, an age-old question is now front and center. Can money really buy happiness? The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, so why do people want it so badly? And if you get it, can it buy you happiness?
Deal or no deal?
Money is God in this country. It's almost too important to most people. It takes over.
It'd be great to have lots of money, but then when you think about it, you have a different set of problems. I mean, you're still paying the same bills, just they'll be higher.
Best-selling author David Bach is a money mentor on CNBC's The Millionaire Inside. Going from rags to riches, he says he found happiness, but it wasn't just about dollars and cents.
I think what most Americans really want is freedom. We're the land of the free. But when 3 out of 4 people are living paycheck to paycheck, they don't feel free. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for the average American to become what I call an automatic millionaire.
For Bach, that means paying yourself first, saving 1 hour a day of your income and spending less.
You have different levels of life. You have the survival level, where someone really is living paycheck to paycheck. Then you have security, where someone knows, you know, my basic needs are covered. Maybe they've got 6 months to a year's worth of expenses put aside. Once you get past a year of expenses, you start to become free.
In the end, happiness is not as simple as making more money.
The more money you have, the more you're going to spend anyway. People don't know how to keep their money, and people don't know how to spend it wisely.
Dr. Keith Ablo is a psychiatrist. Vera Gibbons is a correspondent for CNBC. Morning to both of you.
Good morning.
We spend so much time in our lives trying to make money, we must believe it's going to bring us happiness. But the research is kind of mixed, isn't it?
Well, the research is mixed. And I think part of the reason for that is that people acknowledge in their souls, if not in their wallets, that it won't make them happy. Most people don't marry for money. Most people don't pursue careers simply for the money. There are a lot of teachers in America who won't trade their jobs for a sales job to make more. So we vote with our feet, in essence.
But the problem is we see all these people out there today with the yachts, with the boats, all of this, the planes, the big houses, and we think we want that too. They look happy. They have all these
looks
possessions. More millionaires, more multimillionaires, more billionaires than ever, and they have all the toys.
Yeah, but the research from what I've read indicates it's about scale. A little more money. In other words, if you can give somebody enough money to take them from poverty to middle class,
sure,
that makes people happy. But a lot more money to go from 500,000 to 5 million doesn't make you
happy.
That's
right. Money's going to have the more significant impact on those low-income individuals, people who have very little. They're making $20,000. If they go from $20,000 to $50,000, that's going to have a big impact on them.
That would. But let me tell you, 15 years in practice, I've never had anybody come in and say, you know why I'm here? I need a little more money. Right? It's all about, do I feel loved and do I love something in the world? In other words, doing work that does not speak to your heart and making lots of money is a prescription for disaster.
Yeah, you listen to the surveys of the kinds of jobs that make people the happiest. They aren't necessarily, not even close, the jobs that pay the most money. They're things like teachers,
social workers,
firefighters,
like firemen, yeah,
not necessarily highly paid jobs.
I'll steal a line from my own psychiatrist when I was in therapy. He said, the last place you want to be is in a first-class seat on a plane going somewhere you don't want to go. It's absolutely true. It's really about feeling loved. The people who come to me who are in the toughest spots aren't convinced they are well loved, and they aren't convinced there's something in the world that they genuinely have passion and love for.
Yeah, passion is another thing that makes people happy.
Yes.
Health and passion.
Health. Health is at the top of the list in terms of what makes you happy. Having good relationships with people, having a lot of very close personal friends, having a good marriage. These are the types of things that make people
happy.
Well,
by the way, then, health. Money can help you buy happiness there because money can give you access to the best health care in the world. You still have to take care of yourself,
but
it can make you healthier.
And if you flip that around, then you get to the core of what really makes people happy, because sometimes you have to take the negative to see that you're content now. So if people were to imagine, I knock on wood at these moments, that their children were not well, God forbid,
right,
then they'll realize, you know what, I'm pretty content even though my car's a year older than I'd like.
Yeah, no question. Well, again, the age-old question, we continue to debate it. And
still.
No question. Vera, thanks.
Right.
Doctor,
thank you
very much. Still trying to get over that line where you said, when I was in therapy.